Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network is a radio frequency of continuous streaming science, knowledge, and wisdom, which promotes and sustains the activation of the present evolutionary process of immortality and the unfolding of the God Self within the evolving planetary society on planet Earth. The Jewel Network is committed to broadcasting the sciences of life and the sciences of living. By cultivating the mind of a scientist, you are being able to extract the very best the current 21st century has to offer. You are listening to the Dr. Jewel's Brain Balancing Program and more.
Hello.
With your host, physician and surgeon, microbiologist, preventive medicine and hygiene physician, and Surgeon General, Dr. Jewel Poole.
Greetings, greetings, everyone. How are you? Oh, my goodness, so many things are happening on the planet. Oh, we've got court cases going on and people being shut down and people getting sick and so many people are dying. And so what is the wonderful things that are happening? And guess what? You, all of you, and I, we're live and we're here listening to the Dr. Jewel's Brain Balancing Show. And that is because either we are balancing our brain or we are interested in doing it. So if you haven't joined the program, I'm really asking you, don't procrastinate any longer. The time is now. It hasn't been mentioned often because they don't want you to go into a frenzy. But for you all that have been very religious and diligent in reading your Bible and your Buddhist scripts and your Quran, it talks about these times. It's known as the apocalypse. And therefore, there's a big cleansing going on. Some of the new technologies, the new terms that they're using for this is called the reset, the global reset. And I've been talking about it for a while. For those of you who are in Georgia, you should drive up and see the Georgia Guidestones. You can check that on the Google, on the internet, it tells you where the location is in Georgia and what it is. But these are stellars. These are mammoth stones that have been set on the ley lines of Earth to encompass the entire planet. They are aligned with the moon. They're aligned with moon and the sun every day. And they're aligned with the star system Sirius. So the stones, granite stones, special stones, are actually pulling in all of this information all the time and feeding it into the energy lines known as the ley lines of Earth. And the stellars have some predictions on them, some declarations on them. And one of the biggest ones is that there are only going to be 500 million people on planet Earth by 2023. How about that? So it's out in the middle of really nowhere. It's a very small town, et cetera, very well kept. And the mystery is who's keeping it up and keeping the grass mowed and everything very nice and neat. And it's been there for a while. So people drive by, stop, bring their family, they look around. Those who are more aware of this energy grid that these stones are placed on, telling people how to behave, how to think, to be included in one of the 500 million people that will be residing on planet Earth. And it gives 10 major factors of how you are to conduct yourself. So definitely you should go visit it. Depends on where you're located. It's a nice little drive, maybe about an hour, 15 minutes outside of Atlanta. Take a look around, look at what they're dictating about your conduct, their conduct, relationship to other humans, relationship to the animals, your relationship to the environment, relationship to the heavens. Oh, it's very, very interesting. And that is constantly resonating throughout our planet Earth. So what are the stones intimating? That your inability to be in alignment with these tenets that they are stating on these stellars will cause you not to be part of the 500 million that those stones are saying will be the survivors of the activities that are happening on this planet. So if you're interested in the metaphysics here of religions and philosophies, the metaphysics here of archaeological stones and ancient pagan type ceremonies, etc., you definitely want to visit that and take a look at it. Now, why am I bringing this up? Okay, and it is because, again, the times are here. So we've got stones planted on the earth, on Mother Earth's ley lines, resonating how things are going to be during this time. We've got the religions, their numerous books that are giving their predictions, etc. And what are you thinking about as to how you are to literally think, act, and interact with your own mind, with your own spirit, you being a living God? Now, this is what I'm saying you are, the living God, the highest thing possible that you can think about, because anything else always brings problems, okay? At the university, we talk about the fact that why would a person want to think of themselves as a personality? So you can use the idea that when you know that there's cars, okay, and you're still looking at a horse with a carriage connected to it, one that's open, you can get rained on, you know, et cetera, and has kind of wobbly old-type wheels, et cetera. I mean, which kind of transportation and all of the amenities would you choose? So you want to ride in the cart, behind the horse, you got to make sure it's fed, and it has to urinate and defecate and do its thing, et cetera. It needs to be cleaned up and all these different things. The car has what it needs to. It needs to be washed and whatever. But gasoline, et cetera, you're the clothes, you got heat, you got air conditioner. Which one would you choose? So the correlation I'm making is a personality. That's the open cart with the horse. And then you have the very nice automobile, which is your perception of yourself as a living God, a manifestation of the source that has created all things, including you. And it's just that easy. You can decide how you want to think. So it's just as easy to decide I'm going to, you know, take the horse with the open cart, deal with the weather and whatever else. I'm going to take the automobile, take a smooth ride throughout my life. And that is the choice that we're all making. And at this time, much more kind and loving to yourself as a God, as a intelligent, genius being, okay, as an individual who can do anything on this planet that they choose to with the reshaping of matter. Why would you treat yourself and think so harshly of yourself? And that's what all of these evolutionary phenomena that have happened on this planet are reflecting to us, that when we think better about ourselves, not only in some things, but in all things, the life gets better. So we're going through a big cleansing here at this time, because the bottom line is that we thought so highly about things. It's like we went from a little house and a medium-sized house and, you know, large house, extra large, and now we've got, you know, mansions and estates. Well, what about our relationship with another human being? And that seems to be quite retarded, quite repressed, and still very primitive as to how we are treating each other. So, you know, it just amazes me that an individual has so much responsibility and a community that really trusts them to bring order and to maintain peace and security in their environment would just jump up and shoot their own kind for no reason, spray pepper spray in their face. And I'm like, oh, my goodness, these people are so unevolved and so afraid of themselves. So it's like a person who's afraid of their shadow. And so they don't know what to do with it. They don't know how to get rid of it, especially when the sun comes out, the shadow even gets bigger and overcomes them. You know, and so what are you going to do with this? It's stuck on you. And that's how we are with each other. We cannot do anything alone. Not an automobile, not even a horse and a cart was made just by one solitary person. Everything is about partnerships now. And the more an individual can calm down and find themselves in themselves, they will be much more compatible and comfortable with seeing themselves in other people. So this inability to communicate, oh my goodness, what a curse on humanity. And every institution that I've inquired about, how are they doing? Communication is the problem. We got people who don't want to communicate. They don't want to share. They stay in judgment of themselves. They're in judgment of everybody else. They basically are so insecure and so fearful about themselves and their capacity to just be okay and live every day that they just shut down. And so when you shut down and you don't communicate, well, you know what happens. That's like putting a clothespin on your nose and taping your mouth. What happens? Do it. A clothespin on your nose, a really one of those really good ones, and tape your mouth with that silver mask duct tape. Try that and see what happens. And the same thing for people who think that they can shut down and not basically communicate with another person, with other people. Self-destruct. They self-destruct because there was no need for you to have a throat with vocal cords that you could express the energies in your heart powered by the energy generated from the small intestines absorbing your nutrition, the food that you're eating, to give the body the power to do what? Communicate and interact with other people. What do you think eating is for? It wasn't for just the tongue. This is the intake of energy for you to be able to communicate and share yourself, your skills, and capacity with another to build what? The heavens on the earth. And it seems like so many people are missing this. And for you to basically want to shoot down your own support system is amazing. And so these individuals are walking around with guns and some little metal indicator that they have been given the power to help maintain peace, and they create more chaos because they really do not understand who they are. They don't understand who everybody else is. And they turn against themselves. You are shooting other people and diminishing them, resisting to be a part of what they are creating with your assistance for all of you, not just for them, but for all of us. You are basically destroying yourself. And it's a serious problem with the planet. So it's all over the planet. So we have a problem here. This is what this apocalypse is about. Are you going to finally recognize that it's time for you to make peace with yourself? Make peace with yourself. I saw something today, and I was very surprised about it because it was an advertisement for an Asian movie, and it just came up on the screen, and it was supposed to be a modern Asian movie, I guess, where, you know, these are Asian gangsters. And they took a lady, and they just beat her and kicked her and smacked her on the face and everything. And I'm like, now why am I sitting here in my home on my TV set and something like this would come across my TV set and totally disrespect the image of myself, another woman, and beat her for reasons that still, none that I know of, are warranted because we don't do that to each other. And I said, oh, this is really something. How often, how many channels are there? 2,000 channels? And how many of these channels are actually dispensing this kind of energy? imaging throughout the world. And so I just decided that myself, that we just need to get together as human beings, and first of all, as women that are responsible for giving life to all women and all men, that we're not going to have that kind of imaging broadcasted anymore on our TV sets, on our cable stations, et cetera. You know, women are just beaten, kicked, and stomped down, et cetera. Who would even produce something like that? And if that person or that group of people had issues with their mother, then they need to go and get peace with that. Why? Because without that person, you wouldn't be here. It was through their blood that your body was created in conjunction with you. Her blood cells were donated so that your impression, your design could actually cause them to then create the body that you said that you wanted to activate and walk around here on planet Earth in. And this is the person now that you are basically having so much disrespect, anger, and hate that you would just basically humiliate yourself by having no self-respect for the fact that this was the gateway that brought you into this heaven, and this is how you were treated. So I'm pausing right here because, you know, this show is about balancing your brain. And so what is going on in a person's brain, well, this is the kind of thing that they're seeing is appropriate for the gateway that allowed them to have a life on planet Earth. So how have we lost ourselves to this extent that here we are, and this is supposed to be entertainment on the TV set? This is supposed to be what we're supposed to pay the cable stations, whoever it is, that we're watching, that they would broadcast this, that there are writers who would write this into what they call a script, that we all give our intelligence, our energy, using our nutrition, carrying this on our blood because we're imaging it in the brain that then translates it into a message for the blood cells and the body to know what you want. We would do that. And then somebody would want to act that out, take their body and turn it into literally a puppet doll and allow themselves to be treated like this and filmed. And I take my time to be very graphic so you can see all the different levels of participation that we as gods project to show this to the world as to how we think, what we think about ourselves, et cetera. You know, sometimes when I watch these things that are projected on the newspapers and on TV, the things I hear on the radio, I just project myself to being in a spaceship. I'm in my spaceship and sitting over at the main engineering deck, and I have my monitor up, and I'm like, okay, let's tune into these quadrants right here, these frequencies. And here comes a broadcast coming from planet Earth. And so this is what's being shown. And I'm like, really? I mean, really? And I say that because it's like not in judgment, but in amazement that a person would show themselves being beat and kicked and talked to in all kinds of manners and ways, et cetera, so they're bleeding, crippled, maimed. And then I flick the frequency. I go to another frequency, same thing. This time it's even more people. Another frequency. Oh, the children, they're distressed. Where are the parents? Next station, oh my God, look at all these animals. They're suffering. They're crippled. They're underweight. Some of them have sores and lesions on them. Look to another station. Oh my goodness, look at the housing. It's all being disrupted. Why would somebody build their house on the side of a hill? It's slipping into the mud pile. This is what I'm sitting here looking at, hovering above planet Earth, looking at what you are producing for yourselves and saying that this is entertainment. Why would they broadcast this throughout all of their frequencies to look at? Are they in some kind of catastrophe? Then we investigate more, and we find out that they have a schedule where these kind of programs are constantly being reiterated and released for them to look at. The children are watching this, et cetera. Amazing. Amazing that we have people that do this to themselves. So I want you to basically step back and take a look at the things that you're involved in, what you've been thinking about, and how to a person that really is having a love affair with themselves, respect for themselves, respect for anyone else that has this same structure, geometry that they have, that why would they want to indulge in that kind of behavior? So my sponsors are like, can we say something? And the answer is yes, you can. But I just wanted to put on your mind and your heart, what are you allowing yourself to experience now? This is very important. It's just like you can punch the remote and turn it off or push the button or walk out of the room or mute it or whatever. You can do that with all these other things in your life too. Anything that makes you uncomfortable, the judgments you may have around other people, et cetera, you can release all that. And relative to your purpose, if they're not interfering with that, it shouldn't be a problem for you. And if they are interfering with that, guess what? They can be redirected, asked to reconsider, partnership with you to actualize the belief. Or if not, they can be sent away with lots of love and respect. But definitely to attempt to destroy another body or to diminish them in any way or to hamper them from being all that they can be, perhaps in another space with other people, you don't want to be participatory in that. And to definitely diminish, undermine, and injure the gateway that you came through, that says a lot about the type of individual you see yourself as. Which is why, again, coming full circle with the Georgia Guidestones, it's very clear why those stellars are oscillating the message that they are. If your behavior is not indicative of what those stellars represent, and the stellars have 10 basic statements that 100% support humankind. Everything that they're requesting for humans to actualize and demonstrate supports humans, all humans. But we have so many people that are outside of those dictates. So we can see why this is an apocalyptic time. So we'll be right back after this message. We have more to talk about.
Humanity is experiencing a vast variety of disorders: HIV, Zika virus, Ebola, hypertension, meningitis, STD, Alzheimer's, and many others. These disorders are the results of not knowing how to live within and navigate the human body. Most of us have learned how to drive a car, but have yet to learn how to care for and navigate our bodies. Enroll into the JUU University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living to learn how to navigate and maintain a disease-free body. Visit us at www.juis.education or visit us on Facebook.
I am back, and I'm so glad you're here with me. We've been talking about a couple of things today. Most of all, the problems that we are suffering from because not enough of us have balanced our brain. Not enough of us have balanced our brain, and even those that have balanced their brains, still in all, they're using them at the lowest level of neurologic capability possible. And this is one of the things that we knew with this two-phase process. To balance your brain, one, that is to uncoil and activate and realign the neurons in your brain that because of the traumas that you continuously processed, that they've actually blown up, the axons have blown up, the DSPs are stunted, dendritic spiny protuberances, that's what they are. They grow off of the axons, et cetera. Once we can rebuild them, and we do that with geometry, the scaffolding, it's build anything in the geometry, then now we can then fire them up, the neurons, and then based on our thoughts, we can now allow the body, the rest of the body, to be involved in very constructive behavior patterns for self as well as for humanity, another one of you, as well as for the planet, Mother Nature. And this is really what has to happen now. This is the reset. This is the selection that is happening on the planet. Are you still going to basically misuse the brain, try to use a brain that you know is traumatized, et cetera? Everybody that has had a stroke, you got a traumatic brain injury. Everybody that has been sick, all the people with coronavirus, a traumatic brain injury. When they talk about long COVID, what are they telling you? Neurologic damage you have. Yes, you do. The headaches, the sleeplessness, the da-da-da, on and on and on and on. They're telling you that your nervous system has been traumatized. We need to basically step two, geometry, to rebuild it and then learn how to use a healthy nervous system again. We don't balance our brain and then turn around and shoot the image of ourselves known as another person. We don't do that. We know that with a well-integrated brain, we can negotiate. We can communicate. We can create all types of alternatives to interact with other people, but to kill them, no, we don't do that because we're killing ourselves. To belittle them, except, no, you don't need to do that because you're doing that to yourself. All you have to do is point out the new way of thinking that they obviously are not aware of. It's known as universal laws, universal principles, and that's one of the big things that we do at the university. As we support you with using sacred geometry appropriately to regrow your brain, to lay down new neural pathways in the brain, we then also offer you your capacity to attend universal principles so you can learn the basic laws as to how the energy flows throughout our cosmos, all planets, all planetary, all moons, our suns, our star system, all planets are moving and interacting based on universal law. Some people want to refer to it as quantum physics. Well, you can, because quantum physics is just a mathematical scientific expression of universal laws. Yes, no one knows. And this is how biological living tissue moves and interacts with itself in this dimension, on this planet. It's not up to allow the change. The rules and laws change each dimension. Some are similar, some are exactly the same, and they are very, very different also. And it's for us to learn this. The first thing is to learn the home rules. What are the home rules? What are the main rules here on planet Earth? And we're having a practice doing that. So it's time now to look at how I can change my behavior. Not everybody outside of me is the issue. How can I change my behavior? Why am I here on the planet? What am I contributing to relative to my own growth and development? What am I contributing to relative to the growth and development of this planet? What am I contributing relative to the growth and the planet of other human beings, my sisters and brothers? What are you doing? So, again, you can join us to balance your brain I'm shaking my head because I'm looking at all these documents around me, and the opportunity to balance your brain is so needed now because we have such disease processing going on this planet. You can easily contact us to get information on how to balance your brain here at djbp.life. How about that? I really like our new website. It's very crystal clear, succinct, easy, straightforward information about all the different aspects of what it does. For those of you who love geometry, we give you geometry as to how it works. For those of you who love a more philosophical concept of how geometry works, we have that on there for you. If you like the anatomy and physiology, it's available for you. Okay, so whatever stream of information seems to be more and most enlightening for you, it's available. djbp.life. And again, about our university, the Jewish University of Immortal Sciences, the Jewish University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living. Wonderful university. I'm sitting here looking at it. It's long structure now. It is a pyramid. And it is a pyramid that has 13 steps plus a capstone. And each one of those steps literally is a college of incredible information about life in general on the planet. And most of all, your life, because every form of life on this planet is found in the human body. I have to just laugh at that. You know, people are just gobbling down antibiotics, and you got to kill the bacteria, And decades ago, I was like, what are we doing? We have to have bacteria. We have to have our friends on our skin. Got to have our friends in our intestines. Got to have our friends in our stomach. We have to have our friends in our nasal area. We've got to have our friends on our scalp. What is the friends am I talking about? Bacteria. All different types. They live on us, just like the birds live in the trees. And we're going around letting somebody tell us that we need to take all this poison and kill them all off. And then you sit there and you look at, oh, you've got psoriasis. And so it's a very unattractive eruption on the skin. Skin is totally denuded. It's complementary protection and accompanying that accomplice is the bacteria. And it's been destroyed. Thus, bacteria on your skin. People are having so many problems with yeast infection in the 70s and the 80s, et cetera, because they were gathering down all these microbes, all these antibiotics. Come to find out, we just realized that there's a gut biome. What is that? Well, this is all the bacteria that are supposed to live in your digestive tract. It helps you do vitamins for you, B12, help you digest vitamin K. They do all these things for you. And we're sorry. We gave you the antibiotics that killed them all. So now you're having indigestion problems and bloating, constipation, and all kinds of things going on because you killed your own bacteria that were there intentionally to make sure that everything from the outside of your body that you put in your body could be digested, broken down so it could be assimilated into your tissues. And so this is one story after another, after another, after another, as to how this inability for us to recognize that we are all related, that we are all together, and we're all here to do great things on this planet. Regardless of how small you are, your little bacteria in your gut, or how big you are, 18-foot humans we now have found used to be here on the planet. We're here to do great things for each other and the planet and the goodness of it. So we have the owner's manuals for the human body at the university. That's what it's for. Every class, every college, the 13 colleges of this university, is your 13-volume owner's manual. But it's so funny. We can't get busy with the owner's manual yet because your brain, so traumatized that you can't process the information. So you have to think about traumatic brain syndrome that we all have. And then once we recognize, wow, I'm a different person, and you guys are communicating, I'm calmer, things happen so much easier, the way that I'm picturing myself and others, so delightful. Now you can begin to learn. And our greatest enemy that we have now as human beings is our environment. And what part of it? The technical, the audio, visual, technical aspects of our environment is really launching and is really promoting the brain to have to process all of those events that are projected, and it creates horrible chemistry in the blood. It weakens the heart, the digestive tract, and most of all, it activates the area in the brain that deals with fear and insecurity. And, of course, you get distrust, and you know, this goes on and on. And then you got a polluted bloodstream again from the neural chemistry produced by the brain that has to process these very violent and unkind behavior patterns projected between humans. And I'm like, wow, you know, you see this going on? And I'm like, well, who put this into motion? Is this some type of extraterrestrial invader that really understood how the environment works with the brain to literally force the brain to make neurochemistry to destroy the tissues, the actual biological environment that houses the brain in a human body? What kind of inner warfare is going on here? And the humans are basically succumbing to it. And they don't even understand and see what they're doing to themselves. Do you understand? So it's very important. We have a lot of classes going on here at the university. So one of the classes that we have that's coming up that's really exciting is April 22nd to June 10th. My colleague, wonderful lady, physician, she's a songstress too. She has a beautiful voice. And she has a lot of other things too. But she loves children, and she's offering a course on how to create well-behaved children. And it's so important because what she's teaching you is not what to do with the child, but what to do with yourself. Because we're the parents of the child, and the parent is always, the children are always watching the parents. Everybody outside of the child is a parent, especially if they're an adult. So when the adults don't know how to behave, that is reflected in the child by being gracious, well-behaved, open, trainable, et cetera. It's an environmental issue. And there's usually adults that are reflecting in their own way that they don't understand why the child is not able to adjust to the environment. Every adult needs to really take this course. I recommend it. Doesn't mean that you have to have biological children to know how to create well-behaved children. That's the point. You want to know how to do this before you have your own. You want to know how to do this for your aunts and uncles, for your sisters and brothers, your cousins and relatives. How do I behave myself so that they are well-behaved in my presence? How do I do that? So that's April 22nd through June 10th. It's just an hour long, but every adult needs to know how to create well-behaved children. Every adult. Every adult. That's one of the things I love about this university, is that it has classes for everybody. Everybody, as we interact with each other, knows how to conduct ourselves to create a product from a group that blesses the group, each individual as well as the group, because we've learned about ourselves, learned how to be able to interact with each other so that it's comfortable to be around humans. It's adorable for the children to be around humans. That's what we want. So, Dr. O'Neill, thank you for your intellect and your patience and your capacity to come to the university and offer this course. It's the 22nd through June 10th, How to Create a Well-Behaved Child. And this course is for adults because the adults create well-behaved children. You have to understand that. Every adult needs to know how to create a well-behaved child, regardless of whether you have children or not. I have to say that because your thinking is so limited now because of the neurotoxicity and the trauma of your neurons, you can't see the bigger picture. You've got to see the bigger picture. Every child, when they step out of their home, they're looking at you. You're the adult now. Do you know how to conduct yourself, speak, think, so that any child watching you, whether you never know they're watching or not, knows how to conduct themselves? That's what you're going to learn, that the way we conduct ourselves determines the behavior of the children. Very important. Of course, my favorite course is coming up, the DJBBA, the Dr. Jules Brain Balance Alliance. And this is, the course is about a year, year and a half. And what do we do? Well, guess what happens to you when you feel frightened, intimidated, inadequate, constantly angry, bickering, fighting, dissatisfied? It actually causes the brain to stop its growth and communication with all the areas of the brain, and you go into the brain stem. You go into the survival circuitry of the human body. And the survival circuitry of the human body is very predatorial. It is very alienated. It also is only about itself. And so when you have so many people on planet Earth that live only for themselves, they don't recognize that every other human is a reflection of themselves, that they're only concerned about their safety, their welfare. Do I have food? Do I have clothing? Me, 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 me. That person is in the traumatic area, survival area of the brain. A human body is not supposed to be navigated from the brain stem. That's why you have so much brain in the head, not the brain stem. If that was so, you'd be like, you'd have a company body like an earthworm. The earthworm has 8,000 neurons, and so a brain stem is appropriate for a body that is worm-like. But when you have so many components to a biological organism, such as the human body, the software programs are embedded in the tissues, nervous system, you cannot run properly without vast destruction of the human body from just brain stem neurologic aggravation. Can't do it. This is why the people who live this way, they have a very horrible death. They suffer a lot. They have diabetes. They have high blood pressure. They have strokes. They have blindness. They have all kind of allergic reactions that are continuous, and digestive problems and cardiac. The list goes on and on because they're running their body from the brain stem, not from the corners of the brain that are in the head on top of their neck. And nobody ever told them that. Most of my colleagues don't even recognize this. This is one of the things I had to recognize about my colleagues, as much as I love medicine. So much information was being withheld from us. We were just being used to give out medication, to get people in the hospital, and to sign off on the insurance form. How do you use a living God to be such a tool? So disrespectful. So there's so many secrets coming up that the conventional medicine is going to have to tell you. It's going to spill all over everything. There's no need for me to say it. It's coming out bit by bit, moment by moment. What has happened with this coronavirus, amazing. And let me just speak to that in just a moment. My sponsors want to say hi before I go into that. But you got to get your brain fixed. You got to fix it yourself. 15 minutes a day. You got to learn about how great you are. the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living. You got to learn how to be a group person to support the bacteria in your gut and your nose and your skin. And you can't do that if you can't even be a group person with another human being that looks just like you. So you got to learn how to live in what we call the second circuit of the brain, the group circuit of the brain. If you got issues with other people and you're afraid of them and you think it's your mother and my fourth father isn't here and it just goes on and on and on and on, you got to take this course because you have to learn how to be up to yourself, which means that you don't see another human body as a threat to you. I'll be right back after this message.
You are listening to the Jewel Network Science Radio Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network provides the neuronutrition and stimulates expansion and evolution of the human brain, nervous system, and body. Remember, our source is a neuron.
So, our engineer, you're showing me pictures of worms and aliens. Aliens and worms. That's talking about this. It's so funny. I love my little earthworms. They're so cute. And it's so important to us. And most of us don't even pay attention to them. Some people scream and squirm, et cetera, when they see a worm. They just don't know it's a blessing. Or you can even see them. They don't really like you to see them. I guess they know about your reputation. But they're wonderful little creatures. Yeah. So if you see a worm, you help it. It's caught on the sidewalk or sizzling out in the sun. You take it and put it on the grass. Get it in a cool place. So it can be people get to what it needs to be doing, making sure that you have the proper gases, the elements in the earth so that you can do what? So if you can do what? Breathe. Yes, you're responsible for that. Pay attention. So we've had a wonderful guest here for the last few months, right? And we just have to continue to talk about him. He is of our future. A future research scientist and technologist, Timothy Owens Moore, P. Owens Moore, fabulous professor, teacher, and researcher. He's been talking to us about what he wrote a cute little treatise on, the Sucker Punch pamphlet. So we talked about this for the last 2 weeks, and I was just really surprised that only 7 people go to Chef 19 Chef and order this. It's free. With references and everything on your immune system, on melanin, on all of these drugs. They got references here on COVID-19, how it causes dementia, you know, all kind of things going on here. You got to pay attention to what's happening. This vaccination campaign that's going on now during the apocalypse is something you need to really focus attention to, pay attention to what is happening around us. The airways and everybody, get it. What are you going to get? That's what you need to ask a question. Every time I say, you should get it. Did you get it? But get what? What am I going to get? And that's a real legitimate question. So Dr. Taylor's more Sucker Punch pamphlet is available at support@thejewelnetwork.com, support@thejewelnetwork.com. This will be emailed to you for you to read about what is happening and how so many people are set up to become infected. How are they set up to become infected? Because you have been chronically taking drugs that basically set up the immune system not to function when it is infected by certain types of bacteria, especially viruses. Did you know that? Oh, yes. That's what this is going to be. And he's talking about, and he's talking about it. So we've got a whole list here. These H2 are given for people that have high blood pressure. Ibarbi, Amias, Candesotran, Eflocitan, Primacetan, Yoni Yasatan, okay, Kuwazar, Idbasatan, Imbasatan, Talmisatan, Balstartan, Del Misartan, he's got them all here, El Asenapril, Captopril, T Pertide, Azor, all of them, Serenin, all of these drugs that people are taking actually have set them up where their immune system is dysfunctioning, and that's why with the COVID virus being carried by certain individuals, it's just been sweeping the world. And this is what he wanted to talk to you here about, three abstracts here that tells you about the drugs, how they've been distributed throughout the United States. Each state that sells the largest amount of lisinopril, amazing. And look at the amount of infection, and you recognize that these are like most common drugs that are being sold in the pharmacies in these states. Sky high. And the age of protection. He gives you the top 10 drugs prescribed in the U.S. throughout 2020 and the side effects. So that a lot of the side effects that these people are having along with the COVID infestation are also due to the chronicity of ingesting these drugs, especially the type 2 ACE inhibitors. So this is in writing. This has been totally confirmed here, scientific articles and everything. You don't want to miss it. And what I think is really interesting is that he has some interesting articles for you to read. The Sputnik V vaccine and Russia's race to achieve immunity. Russian COVID-19 vaccine was highly effective in trials. Boosting in Moscow. The rollout ambition is what? A DARPA-funded implantable biochip to detect COVID-19 could hit the market by 2021. COVID-19 could increase dementia, brain disorder, for decades to come. That's no minute long code. So they could go and talk about neurologic change. Murders, suicides, etc., post-vaccination. Goes on and on. This is free. If you want to basically check it out, all the science is here, the details about the drugs that are being taken by people that seem to support the growth of COVID-19 virus. Here he has another section, high blood pressure, lisinopril side effects. Lisinopril kills black people. Latte. On YouTube, side effects of lisinopril. Attention blood pressure patients. Lisinopril has been recalled. Blood pressure. Patients beware. I mean, it goes on and on. So, again, this is available. Support@thejewelnetwork.com. Okay. And all of you, if you've got any questions, you can call us, please, at 347-215-5931, 347-215-5931. Our technician, our engineer, will answer the phone for you, and you can talk with us. Now, we talked about the long time. Oh, no, we didn't. You've got to basically understand you've got to learn how to spend time to get off that clock. That clock has got you on a Ferris wheel going around and around and around and around. That is not how you tell time. And it's messing up your body. It's messing up your body. Come and visit us at JUIS.education so that we can see the new class on how to learn how to tell real time May 4th through June 29th that are available to teach you the law of time. Red Queen, you call us, Stephanie South, She has gone over the world for the last almost 15 years teaching people how to tell real time. The books that have been written for you are amazing, beautiful colors. The language is incredible, so thorough. And our teacher that is accompanying her, Dr. Tim Jones, wonderful individual. And it's so interesting because he's the rhythm behind this. He is a master violinist and concert conductor, okay? And he has also mastered the digital mathematics, okay, where he has been able to calculate the vibrations and the frequencies of light as mass moving through the Earth grid to allow you to be able to understand from your mind perspective how the universe works and how time really is the present. It's amazing. So this is for digital mathematics. You want to know about that. Oh, no, it's not too complicated. Just relax and open yourself up to learn how great you are. This is so important. So do I have anybody call in? I see I only got 2 minutes left. Okay. Anyone's calling me? Are you calling
me?
Yes,
we do. We have 313-346. You're on with Dr. June. What is your question?
Yes, hi. How are you?
Hi, Dr. Pukum. How are you?
I'm really great, thank you.
Good. I've been enjoying the presentations and especially the pieces where you talk about the brain. But many of us here in your fine city of Detroit have been exploring and trying to find out more about vitamin D. Do you have the space to talk about that at all?
Well, the gentleman that I just talked about, Dr. Keon Torn, he's done a lot of research on vitamin D. So I will, guess what, talk about that next week. And in the meantime, you order the second course from us. He has
okay.
that in there in his work. And we'll see you next week. Okay?
Okay. So, the question we like to find out more about is, so we learn about vitamin D, but we don't know our own vitamin D level. And we wanted to know what is the appropriate vitamin D level.
Thank you for listening to the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. Join Dr. Jewel here each Monday at 5 p.m. on the Jewel Network, hosted by thejewelnetwork.com and Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living, Jewish. For our complete broadcast schedule, additional information, and to purchase products, please visit our website, www.thejewelnetwork.com. If you'd like to contact us, please send your email to info@thejewelnetwork.net. Thank you. This broadcast is under full copyright and trademark protection owned by the House of Jewels. This broadcast in its entirety nor any part of this broadcast can be reproduced, copied, transcribed, placed in podcast format, placed into MP3 format, or suspended on any internet digital location without express permission from the House of Jewels, Washington State, USA. To reproduce or suspend this broadcast in any digital location other than the Jewel Network is prohibited and legal proceedings will follow accordingly. Thank you for listening.